This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Scientists from around the world released a huge new study today on the effects of global warming. The report comes from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's a UN group that assesses what's known about global climate. Just getting the report released turned out to be a battle. The scientists and diplomats meeting in Brussels spent the entire night arguing over the final language. NPR's Christopher Joyce is following this story and joins us now. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Renee.
Before we get to what the report says, what caused this last-minute brawl, this overnight? The language of the report has been circulating for weeks, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, it has 800 scientific authors, so it's pretty hard to keep things like this quiet. But the fact is that the governments are involved in this as well, and they wanted to have the last say when it came down to the wire. And I've been talking to scientists at the conference, and they told me that what happened over the night was that diplomats and officials from governments weighed in at the last minute and tried to water down some of the more dire predictions of what will happen as temperatures rise, as predicted. And scientists dug in their heels, many of them, and said, we're not going to change it. So they spent the whole night arguing over the fine points here.
And those fine points specifically, what were they arguing over?
Pretty fine. And one big dispute was over the word very. Scientists wanted to say that they have, quote-unquote, very high confidence that natural systems on the Earth, oceans, forests, plants and animals, are already being seriously affected by rising temperatures. And according to one of the scientists I've talked to, China and Saudi Arabia in particular objected to the word very. And so they ended up saying high confidence, and they took the very out. That level of confidence has been a dispute throughout. There were some other disputes with the same type of language over the number of species that would go extinct, for example. The other controversial bit of wording had to do with the poor countries in the world and how much they would suffer, and noting that they were the ones who contributed least to the problem and they are likely to suffer the most. And apparently the U.S. delegation had some problems with that, but the language, I think, remained largely intact on that.
So what about the rest of the report? What does it say?
This is part of a months-long process, a slow release of the full report. It's the second part, and the first part was strictly on the science of is climate change happening, and they agreed that it was. This is the so what part, who gets hurt, and some of the things that they mentioned was that the drier parts of the world would get drier, for example, and lower-lying areas along coastlines would get flooded from rising sea levels, and there would be stronger storms, maybe not more, but certainly stronger ones. Many species of animals and plants will face extinction as the temperatures rise. And the report says things are already happening as well. Animal migrations are changing, and there's earlier greening up of plants in the springtime, and changes in the weather patterns are already being seen.
And it sounds like bad news. Is it all bad news?
There's some relatively good news. I mean, it's not all necessarily all bad news. A silver lining in the report is that some areas will be hit less than others, and there might be some salutary effects. A longer growing season, for example, temperate regions of the world like North America might be less vulnerable than tropical areas and the Arctic areas near the poles. And, of course, wealthy countries are more likely to be able to afford countermeasures like building seawalls to hold off sea level rise, for example, or genetically engineering crops so that they can tolerate heat or drought. But this is fairly controversial. Many scientists tell me, look, you know, there are plenty of poor populations in wealthy countries, and they, like any natural disaster, they tend to get hit the hardest. Katrina, for example.
Chris, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Christopher Joyce.